Well, now to Russia, where earlier today, two members of the punk band Pussy Riot were released from jail after being freed by order of President Putin. Though both of the band members said the release was a publicity stunt ahead of the Winter Olympics in Sochi. Here's Maria Alyokhina speaking through an interpreter.
I intended to refuse my early release, but they had their orders, and so I was brought here. Now I would like to meet with human rights activists, start solving the problems of our penitentiary system, and pursue a career in human rights.
The release comes just days after former oil executive Mikhail Khodorkovsky was freed after serving more than 10 years in prison on charges of tax evasion and fraud, though many saw him as nothing more than a political prisoner. Khodorkovsky was flown to Berlin, where he was reunited with family, including his son Pavel, who is there and joins us now. Pavel, it's good to talk to you again.
Thank you for having me on again.
Well, how is your father doing?
You know, I was amazed. Not just, you know, pleasantly surprised, I was amazed because of how well he looks and how energetic he is. He's literally the man that I saw 10 years ago when we last spoke in Boston, and certainly didn't bow down to the 10 years of experience in the Russian jail.
Well, why do you think this happened so soon? Because when we last spoke, which wasn't long ago, you were expecting maybe that he would get out in August, but that wasn't even clear. Why do you think that Vladimir Putin did this?
Well, there are a couple of factors. All of them are public image related. The Sochi Olympics that are going to happen in February is a really, really important moment for the Russian government and personally for President Putin. And the president and his administration are rightfully concerned about the public image of Russia. So the general amnesty and now the pardon of my father is a way for them to try and improve the image of the country.
Well, and when a couple members of the Pussy Riot band were released today, they said this is a lie, referring to their release, that they, in a way, would have rather stayed in jail for their entire sentence. Does your father also think that this is a lie, that this is not an honest release?
Well, this certainly doesn't look like it signifies a more fundamental change in the way that the government is going to treat its citizens. But I would say this, it all has to start somewhere. And my father himself said that he hopes he's not going to be the last political prisoner that was released in Russia. And there are many more. So there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
In a press conference yesterday, your father was asked whether he would go back into politics. Let's listen first to what he said.
I'm not going to engage in any political activity, and I said that in my letter to President Putin and reiterated it several times since. I'm going to engage in public work. The struggle for power is not for me now.
He says, not for me now. Some supporters are disappointed by that. Do you think he's really going to stay away from politics forever, or is this just for the moment?
Well, I think that the understanding of politics in Russia is always tangled up with the actual running for office and trying to get to the top level of the government. So that's why my father had to specify and explain exactly that he wants to do work related to the civil society. I think that now that my father is finally free, he has the liberty to decide his fate from now on. But he certainly believes that the work that he has started 10 years ago with the Open Russia Foundation, the work that had started to build up civil society, is the priority for him right now. So he wants to engage in a way that will help with the democratization of the country.
Do you expect that he will go back to Russia? You guys are in Berlin right now.
He would certainly want to go back. However, there are very practical legal matters that currently would prevent him from being able to then travel freely. He has a claim outstanding against him that, although has been declared illegal in the European Court of Human Rights, has not been overturned in the Russian court system. That outstanding claim is for around $500 million. And given the fact that his parents are not feeling well, his mother is undergoing a treatment in Berlin, that would be very much a no-go for him in the near future.
So you expect that he will stay in Berlin for the time being?
Yeah, for the time being, he will stay in Berlin. He certainly wants to travel. He wants to go places that he has been denied for the 10 years. Unfortunately, at least for now, that excludes Russia.
Pavel Khodorkovsky is the son of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the Russian businessman who was released and pardoned by President Vladimir Putin. He is now in Berlin. Pavel, thanks so much for speaking with us again.
Thank you.
And this is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.